No claim of responsibility. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Russia is investigating an explosion that partially damaged the only bridge linking Russia to Crimea. Officials in Crimea blame Ukraine, but Russia hasn't echoed that.
Social media posts showing a fire so hot and so big it caused a section of the bridge between the Russian mainland and Crimea to collapse. Russia's National Anti-Terrorism Committee said a truck bomb ignited seven railway cars carrying fuel. Reuters reports an advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky calls the Crimea Bridge explosion the beginning, and everything illegal must be destroyed.
Fox's Jill Nato, Russia annexed Crimea in 2014, and the bridge is crucial to Russia's war effort in southern Ukraine. An explosion at a gas station in Ireland has killed at least 10 people. Authorities are sifting through piles of rubble. The price of gasoline in the U.S. continues to climb. AAA says the national average price for a gallon of regular is $3.90.
Even as prices are starting to come down on the West Coast after refinery problems there caused a surge, the national average today is 10 cents higher than it was just last week. And now the parts of the country that have been enjoying relatively low prices compared to other regions could see pump prices go up.
Fox's Grady Trimble, the projected increase blamed in part on OPEC's decision to slash production, a move President Biden called disappointing. Seven more buses loaded with migrant men, women, and children arrived in New York this morning, and two more buses are expected.
New Yorkers are angry. I am angry, too.
Mayor Eric Adams has declared a state of emergency. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New developments in Northern California, where police are investigating the kidnapping and murders of four family members, including an eight-month-old baby. Police in Merced County say one of the suspect's brothers is under arrest for allegedly helping to destroy evidence. The city of Merced will continue to hold nightly vigils for the family through this weekend. A Tennessee family has been shattered after a deadly attack by a pair of pit bulls.
The Shelby County Sheriff's Office saying the children were pronounced dead at the scene. 30-year-old Kirsty Bernard was severely bitten by the dogs when she tried to pull them off her 5-month-old boy and 2-year-old girl, but it was too late. Bernard is in stable condition, but has an uncountable amount of stitches and bite marks over her body. Details of how the attack unfolded and why the dogs were aggressive are not clear. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Cases of COVID-19 are rising in Europe, and that could signal what's to come in the U.S. The World Health Organization says hospitalizations and deaths are also up across the continent. Infections in France jumped by 31% this week compared to last week. We keep learning more about COVID.
A new report from the National Institutes of Health's Clinical Center finds that a rebound of COVID-19 symptoms in some who took Pfizer's antiviral treatment may be related to a robust immune response rather than a weak one. Researchers looked at rebound cases in eight patients and concluded that taking a course of Paxlovid longer than the recommended 5 days was not required to reduce the risk of a recurrence of symptoms, as some have suggested. While all patients in the study had developed strong immune responses, they found higher levels of antibodies in the patients who experienced a rebound. The team says it argues against the idea that impaired immune responses are to blame for symptoms returning in some people.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.